We're continuing our look at the Apostle Paul's defense before King Agrippa II in Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 8. Let me pick back up at verse 1 where it said, "Then Agrippa said to Paul, 'You have permission to speak for yourself.' So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense." Paul, in this defense, delivers one of the most comprehensive ones of his life. It is really what we would call his curriculum vitae. It is his life experience that he is laying out before Agrippa. In short, Paul will attempt to demonstrate that his manner of life and his preaching should not have created such hostility on the part of the Jews. But there are also some other characteristics of this speech that have caught the attention of various scholars. Paul's overall outline is perhaps more careful than usual. Additionally, linguists note that the grammar is much more classical, while the style is more literary. Paul is clearly using the right language to adapt to an educated and in some ways more distinguished audience than he normally faces. Down that line, Paul's argument is fitting for the primary audience, King Agrippa, who is reputed to be an expert in Jewish theology. Unlike Festus, Agrippa is not out of his depth. Now, I should also give you the bare bones of Paul's outline for his speech. Paul tells his personal story in three stages. He portrays himself as a strict Pharisee, as a fanatical persecutor, and as Christ's personally commissioned apostle. John Stott gives us a feeling for the importance of this event in Paul's career when he writes this: "It was a dramatic moment when the humble apostle stood before this representative of the worldly, ambitious, and morally corrupt family of the Herods, who for generation after generation had set themselves in opposition to the truth and righteousness. Their founder, Herod the Great, had tried to destroy the infant Jesus. His son Antipas beheaded John the Baptist. His grandson, Agrippa I, slew James, the son of Zebedee. And now we see Paul brought before Agrippa's son." Well, Paul begins his defense in verse 2 by saying, "King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusation of the Jews, and especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently." Paul's opening line is interesting. Some translations have it say, "I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today." The Greek is closer to, "I esteem myself as fortunate to defend myself before you today." Now notice the primary reason: because you are so well informed with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Now that was a mouthful. Again, as with Festus and Felix, Paul is not using flattery. Some have accused him of that, but no, he is stating the facts of the case. King Agrippa II was well known for his knowledge of the Jewish customs and laws due to his heritage and his position. As we have mentioned before, he was the great-grandson of Herod the Great and had been given authority over the temple and the appointment of the high priest. He knows the Jewish people. We will see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.